Namaste everyone, welcome to the Charvak podcast. This is your host Kushal Mehra. As you can see, the smile on my face is quite obvious. This podcast is dedicated to the one and only Royal Challengers Bangalore. Before we start anything and before I welcome Aditya, I just want to start today's podcast on a very auspicious note by playing this beautiful video.
Please do.
बस मैं आप लोगों को सिर्फ यही कहना चाहता हूँ कि दिस वीडियो इज सो अप्रोप्रिएट फॉर देखो बिफोर समबडी सेज मुंबई इंडियंस इज आल्सो डूइंग बैड, भाई हम तो डूबे ही थे, हम तो सिर्फ दूसरे की डूबने खुशी मना रहे थे. Magar, thank you very much. I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate each and every Royal Challengers Bangalore fan for, I don't know how they bear it. Listen, okay, I get the fact that, you know, we've lost, that this season for Mumbai is really bad. But it's not as bad as RCB. And secondly, I mean,
नहीं, आई विल टेल यू द मोस्ट रैंडम कोइंसिडेंस दैट आई सॉ ऑन अ पॉडकास्ट. मैंने इंस्टाग्राम पे देखा था और ये बेचारे विराट कोहली की हालत क्या है. विराट कोहली इज फ्रॉम दिल्ली, ही इज एथनिकली अ पंजाबी एंड ही प्लेस फॉर आरसीबी. ऑल थ्री आर द ओनली फ्रेंचाइज हू नेवर वन एन आईपीएल.
आई लव इट.
बेचारे विराट कोहली का आई फील इट, आई फील द पेन दैट ही, आई वाज लाइक ही हैजंट डन एनीथिंग. एंड द थिंग इज दे आर एब्सोल्युटली एब्जेक्टली सो बैड दैट आई एम एक्चुअली वरीड बिकॉज गुजरात हैज टू प्ले आरसीबी ट्वाइस, राइट. तो मतलब आई एम लाइक दे हैव नथिंग टू लूज, तो ये शायद जीत ना जाए. तो आई वाज होपिंग कि केकेआर के सामने एक तो जीत जाए तो अच्छा रहेगा.
कल का मतलब व्हाट द हेल वाज दैट मैच, कि मतलब हमारे मिचेल, एक मिनट, देयर इज दिस एक बहुत ही बढ़िया मिचेल स्टार्क जो है ना हमारा, उसके ऊपर भी मेरे को एक जबरदस्त मैंने मीम रखा है. दिस इज मिचेल स्टार्क बेसिकली इन द आईपीएल करंटली एंड दिस इज सो अप्रोप्रिएट, दिस इज सो करेक्ट. दिस इज मिचेल स्टार्क इन द आईपीएल राइट नाउ. सो दिस इज मिचेल स्टार्क. This is Mitchell Stark's IPL right now. This is pretty much what's happening to Mitchell Stark, brother. That's all that's happening to him. He is completely out of sorts. And you know, more than Mitchell Stark, the biggest disappointment to me as as a great fan of that man, because I am a real fan of Henrik Nokia. Okay? But I saw this meme. 25 run by Parag last over. 20 run by Dhoni last over. 25 run by Rinku last over. 32 runs by Shepherd last over. Man, the IPL memes have been brilliant.
Not just that, some of the games actually they have lost by the margins that Nordgay has given up in their four overs. And before people say it happens, yes, it happens, but it doesn't happen this often.
It doesn't
to an
happen
overseas
so consistently,
player.
Man. Doesn't happen matlab, so consistently.
Kya the thing is, after his injury, it's just bad. It's just really, really bad. And I actually feel bad because I'm a big fan of South African cricket also. But this is mujhe gussa is baat ka aa raha hai ki matlab this is one prediction I made Kushal on the last podcast, and I hate that I'm right, because that Travis Head phaad dega the minute he's coming into SRH. A lot of people were trolling in real time saying Travis Head had not done well for RCB. I'm like, yes, that is exactly why he'll do better for other franchises, because people who don't do good at RCB go out and do better. They win tournaments. Look at what Travis Head has done to Hyderabad, and we'll go team by team. But Pat Cummins ने तो मतलब है एक चीज नहीं जीता था आईपीएल, वो भी साला जीत जाएगा, मुझे डर लग रहा है।
हाँ मगर इसके पहले एक और,
हाँ प्लीज मीम दिखाइए, नहीं नहीं प्लीज प्लीज
एक लास्ट एक,
ये बहुत बहुत दुख दर्द पीड़ा। अरे एक मिनट, मैंने वॉल्यूम नहीं किया, सॉरी सॉरी, एक मिनट। हाँ ये देखो,
अच्छा आईपीएल देखते हो?
हाँ।
कौन सी टीम को सपोर्ट करते हो?
आरसीबी को, और वो विराट कोहली की वजह से। 19 से गांडू टीम मैंने कभी जिंदगी में नहीं देखी।
अरे हाय, ओ दब दब क्यों, मतलब इधर 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 लगता है। It's so good, they're so bad, it's so good. I mean, but okay, here's the thing. Virat has scored a lot of runs, right?
बहुत
he has scored he a lot
is
of in, runs.
He is the orange cap leader. वो अकेला ही तो runs कर रहा है यार.
Yeah, but come on, यार. What kind of a team? Like their selection, Faf du Plessis barely scores any runs. I mean, he's come good in the last few games. I'll give him that. Cam Green, he moved from Mumbai to RCB. Cam Green is not coming good. And they're bowling like Siraj. Arey Baba, mere ko to World Cup ki tension hogi. What is Mohammad Siraj doing, yaar?
Mohammad Siraj in this form cannot be picked in the World Cup. He just cannot. I mean, the fact is Bhuvneshwar Kumar is doing a better job than sort of Mohammad Siraj has been doing.
But then they picked. See, last time you and I had this discussion. I don't remember if it's on the podcast or off. We had spoken about why Lockie Ferguson has not been picked up. But why Lockie has played the last two games, Adit, and Lockie has been smashed all over the park.
Yeah, he was a little better yesterday. I will give him credit because kal Lockie got hit for like 20 in the first over, and then he kind of came back and conceded, like, you know, went for 9 and over, and when everyone else, but then ultimately to 11 ke over pe hi gaya. The biggest problem is they don't have a frontline spinner. Okay, they had running up and down with I think Mayank Dagar is that spinner, and Karan Sharma would be coming. And Karan Sharma ke saath, matlab, this is Dinesh Karthik, the one player that was doing did the most RCB thing ever. And I have to tell you guys, yesterday there was a game with KKR, and they needed 25 of 10 balls. And Dinesh Karthik refused 3 singles to Karan Sharma, okay, because he did not want him on strike. Dinesh Karthik hits a 4 and then gets out on the first ball. Karan Sharma then hits 3 sixes in the last over, and Dinesh Karthik looks like an absolute muppet because he refuses to give him a single ki ye to kya strike rotate karega, and ultimately RCB lose by 1 run, literally 1 run. Un teenon mein se ek run bhi liya hota, the game would have been tied and gone to a super over.
It's poetic. RCB chaos is poetic. Like, how can you guys not laugh at the mess that the RCB is under? And as of now, Adit, we've I'm just going to put up the points table for the benefit of everyone. This is as of now, the 22nd of April 2024, IPL 2024. Dekh Adit, tere ko bola tha Royal Challengers, Rajasthan Royals, sorry. Rajasthan Royals are the favorites. Meri team for the tournament, RR thi. Maine tere ko bola tha RR. KKR, CSK, मैंने MI बोला था, मगर ठीक है, वो मैंने
थोड़ा होम डाउन बायस भी चलता है। हाँ, नहीं,
वो दिल से बोला था, नहीं वो दिमाग से नहीं बोला था, दिल से।
मेरी भी फोर्थ टीम जीटी ही है, बट जीटी इज टेक्निकली नॉट आउट ऑफ येट, दे कुड स्टिल मेक अ प्लेऑफ रन इफ दे विन।
डीसी, पीबी, पंजाब एंड आरसीबी आर प्रीटी मच आउट ऑफ द टूर्नामेंट, तू बोलेगा?
बट यस, दे आर प्रीटी मच आउट। नहीं, डीसी स्टिल हैज अ चांस, बट पंजाब, because DC can theoretically take a make a run and win 5 games out of 6 and still win the get the fourth spot in the playoffs, because DC is playing, well, let me just see who they are playing, but because I was looking at this quite closely, and Delhi Capitals are actually playing all the teams that are in contest. So they are playing Gujarat, they are playing MI, they are playing KKR. they are playing let me see who else they are playing wo log rajasthan ko khel rahe so chennai super kings ko khel rahe so and lucknow super giants so the last two games are all with chennai and lucknow so any if they win those two games I mean of course they have to beat gujarat and mumbai first because if you don't win seven games aap bhul jao so if dc loses to gujarat in the next game they are out So for them now, every game is a playoff game. But I'm saying DC has an outside chance. They don't have a real, real chance. Punjab and RCB are out, right? Punjab, I have a little bit of sympathy for because they lost five of their six games in the last over. Matlab, and they should have won their game against Mumbai.
Aviral कहता है भाई RCBians की high लगेगी आप दोनों को Mumbai Indians और Gujarat Titans same position पे हैं तभी. I don't speak for Gujarat, but how is Mumbai in the same position? Excuse me. Mumbai same. Is number 7.
Gujarat is even doing better than Mumbai. What are you talking about?
Bhai, agar aaj hum jeete to hum aur tum same hai na, sir, net run rate hai na.
But you are also playing the best team in the IPL, so good luck.
Be positive, hum unko harayenge.
The strangest thing about Gujarat's team is we have lost to Delhi, Punjab and RCB. Our three losses are to Delhi, Punjab and RCB and CSK at home.
And I honestly feel that first game loss of the Mumbai Indians to Gujarat Titans man karta chappal maru puri team ko. Ki salo tum kaise haar gaye wo match jeeta hua?
अरे वो होता है ना हम लोग भी पंजाब के सामने हार गए थे ना ऐसे we would have won that game they chased down 200 right वो pressure में you do weird things Right, so close games. Rajasthan bhi aise hi haar gayi na hamare samne. We were like essentially they were winning and Rahul Tevatiya, matlab Tevatiya Baba ki jai ho. Honestly speaking, and I'm not kidding just because
Mata ji aa jati hai jab wo aisa khelta hai.
He has to be considered in the top 20 players for the selection of the World Cup. Wo team mein nahi aayega, mujhe pata hai. But yaar, Rahul Tevatiya has finished more games this year than many of our much wanted finishers. So him and Riyan Parag at least have to be in the consideration. Won't you say, Kushal? Yeah. Riyan Parag to kya khela hai yaar? Yes, this year, you cannot not keep him under consideration. Yes. Nitish Reddy also looks like...
Ek minute. Dekh, mere ko Mumbai ke upar, we'll have to play a lot of clips. But... यार ये बंदा मतलब आईपीएल भी जीत जाएगा पैट कमिंस इसको चैन नहीं है इसको लाइफ में मतलब यार आई वांट टू टेक दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी एंड आस्क पैट कमिंस मतलब व्हाई डू यू डू दिस लाइक यू वन द वर्ल्ड कप यू वन द वर्ल्ड टेस्ट चैंपियनशिप यू बेसिकली स्मैश एवरीवन एवरीवेयर एंड नाउ ब्रो इवन इन द आईपीएल लाइक पैट एंड दैट ट्रेविस हेड He just smashes people like he has breakfast every day.
Travis Head. क्या हुआ है कुशल? Travis Head ने जब से भकवा पहना है ना, he is taking अब की बार 300 पार very seriously. So every match he plays, he is like Modi ji, मैं करूँगा अब की बार 300 पार. And then.
अरे that innings he played the last one right when you were messaging me. अबे match देख. क्या हो रहा है बैस दे क्या हो रहा है और मेरे कजिन ने मेरे को कॉल किया जो आईपीएल नहीं देखता उसने भी कॉल किया बोलते ये क्या हो रहा है मेरे लाइक जो भी हो रहा है बहुत खराब हो रहा है
25 बॉल्स एंड आई विल टेल यू दिस द बेंगलोर पिच वाज बैड ओके द लास्ट वाली जो पिच थी ना हैदराबाद की जो लास्ट गेम थी द पिच वाज अ फ्लैट पिच बट आल्सो द हिटिंग वाज इनसेन मतलब यू हैव टू First of all, we'll talk about this in the last 10 minutes of the podcast or something.
No, but let's talk about, do you think having such pitches and such scores is good for cricket in general?
It is not. It's ridiculous.
I want the live audiences, whether you're watching this on Twitter, guys, whether you're watching this on Facebook or on YouTube right now, I actually want true audience feedback. Tell us what do you also feel and even later on in the comments these pitches we are consistently getting 230 250 270 scores in this IPL is this good for T20 like bowlers ko nikali dete hai na and then to add to that Ardit it's a two part question I apologize for taking so much time I add to that this impact sub rule which is basically mere ko ek extra batter chahiye So tell me now your thoughts. The floor is yours while I read the live comments also on this.
नहीं नहीं आई विल टेल यू कुशल, पता है हम लोग जब बचपन में खेलते थे तो इफ दे वर 15 प्लेयर्स राइट, तो सात सात की टीम होती थी और एक बंदा जैक हो जाता था कि ही विल बैट ऑन वन, ही विल बैट ऑन बोथ साइड्स और फील्डिंग भी करेगा, तो दे हैड एन एक्स्ट्रा बैट्समैन ऑन बोथ साइड. दिस इंपैक्ट प्लेयर इज लिटरली किसी ने सोचा है, वो बचपन में हम लोग जैक खिलाते थे ना या गली क्रिकेट में, ऐसा एक प्लेयर रखते हैं लेकिन हर एक टीम का एक रहेगा. इट इज
रोहित सेड दैट ना, तुझे याद है रोहित सेड इट ऑन द क्लब प्रेमी पॉडकास्ट.
आई विल टेल यू, I'll tell you something. मैं जब एक या दो साल पहले, और मेरे शायद ट्वीट्स भी हो, मुझे इनिशियली बहुत पसंद आया था ये रूल, बिकॉज आई वॉज थिंकिंग कि आठ डोमेस्टिक प्लेयर्स को चांस मिल रहे हैं इंस्टेड ऑफ सेवन, कि इंडियन प्लेयर्स को ज्यादा चांस मिल रहे हैं. बट नाउ दैट आई एम सीइंग इट, इंडिया बॉस, इंडिया में ऑल द ऑलराउंडर्स आर नॉट बोलिंग. राहुल तेवतिया इज नॉट बोलिंग फॉर गुजरात, रियान पराग इज नॉट बोलिंग फॉर राजस्थान, शिवम दुबे इज नॉट बोलिंग फॉर चेन्नई. मतलब ये क्या हो रहा है राइट? एंड वीरेंद्र सहवाग सेड दिस ऑन ऑन क्रिकबज यस्टरडे, वेयर ही सेड कि आप लोग बात करते हो कि इसने 20 ओवर में बहुत बैटिंग की तो ही हैज बीन सब्ड आउट फॉर एन इंपैक्ट प्लेयर बिकॉज यू नो फटीग एंड फील्डिंग एंड स्टफ. सहवाग सेड दैट व्हेन आई वाज प्लेइंग विद सचिन एंड देम, दे वर नॉट पासिंग, दे वर नॉट कोट अनकोट डूइंग दिस यो-यो टेस्ट्स एंड स्टफ, बट उसके वो 50 ओवर ढाई दिन टेस्ट मैच में रोज फील्डिंग करेगा और उसके बाद 50 ओवर और बैटिंग करेगा और फिर भी 3 रन भागेगा टेस्ट मैच में. वो बोलते हैं मैच फिटनेस, वो आज के क्रिकेटर्स में कम है राइट. एंड दिस इंपैक्ट प्लेयर इज मेकिंग इट इवन वर्स. द अदर थिंग आई एम नोटिसिंग व्हिच इज अ वेरी डेंजरस ट्रेंड इज द वे सब्स्टिट्यूट्स आर बीइंग यूज्ड इन आईपीएल. कोई प्लेयर अगर 3-4 ओवर डाल दे एंड करके, एवरीबॉडी टॉक्स अबाउट युजवेंद्र चहल राइट, कि व्हाई शुड युजवेंद्र चहल नॉट बी इन द इंडियन टीम एंड स्टफ. When was the last time he held a bat in an IPL game? A. And second, when was the last time he fielded one ball after his 4 overs were over? He doesn't even field one extra ball. Usko, wo nikal dete. Ye World Cup mein thodi hone wala hai. He'll have to bat in the World Cup. He'll have to field in the World Cup. World Cup mein you can't just keep substituting players right, left, right and center. ICC has rules that if you sit outside for so much time, you cannot bowl the next over. So IPL is actually hampering with the sort of the core composition on of the teams in this tournament.
Follow up question: what did you make of Rohit's thoughts? Rohit is like, "Yar, agar hum log ye impacts ab rakhenge, it will destroy the all rounder's value in the game, especially in
it
India."
Will. Absolutely.
And in one generation, we might have a situation where all rounders stop getting produced in India.
We are our generation. We are that generation. All-rounders have stopped. When was the last time your top five bowled? Boli nahi. Arre, you will not believe. Kal jo Gujarat ki game thi na against Punjab and the wicket was spinning. And so we gave the Rashid Noor or Sai Kishore ki 12 over khatam ho gayi and you needed one extra over or two extra overs. They didn't go to one extra over. They did not go back to Sandeep Warrior. They gave it to Shah Rukh Khan. I didn't even know Shah Rukh Khan bowled off spin. And he almost picked up a wicket with his first ball. My point is, the reason I don't know is because there is an impact player rule. We always have 5 or 6 bowlers. So then, you are not even... Mumbai mein dekho. Mumbai mein top 5 mein se, I had heard that Tilak Verma had also picked up bowling. He also bowls a little bit of spin. Tilak Verma is never going to bowl when Mumbai is playing. Even if the wicket is turning square. So it has changed the rule. It has made it worse. Khud Rohit Sharma ne bhi to bowling band kar di. Rohit Sharma has an IPL hat trick. He used to bowl for Deccan Chargers. So there is unfortunately the bowling all-rounder or the all-rounder sort of was killed even before the impact player rule, like, because Kohli, Rohit, they all stopped bowling, and like Sachin, Sehwag, Ganguly, we had all become specialists. But India not winning the World Cups since 2013, the biggest reason is we do not have more options on the bowling field. In 2011, pretty much 7 or 8 out of our 11 players could bowl. Raina could bowl, Sachin could bowl, Yuvraj could bowl, Sehwag could bowl. Right, and this is none of those 4 are our top bowlers. Think of 2013 when we made a run for the Champions Trophy. Again, we had multiple bowlers. And look at now in 2000, we can't say anything. So, log bol rahe ki Shivam Dubey should be picked in the playing 11. Agar Shivam Dubey aapko 4 over nahi deta ya 2 over bhi nahi deta, how can you pick him in the playing 11?
Nahi, magar Shivam Dubey over Hardik. एंड जड्डू
सी ओके ऑनेस्टली स्पीकिंग जड्डू एंड हार्दिक्स फॉर्म कंसर्न मी राइट नाउ लाइक रविंद्र जडेजा
आंसर दिस अरुण राव Impact players will really hamper our chances in World Cup T20. I feel you will need at least three bowlers, two all-rounders and three batters who can bowl. I actually 100% agree with this concern of Arun. I don't like this impact player rule. Because main bhi ye soch raha tha, yaar, what the hell is happening? I mean, kya ho raha kya hai? Mere ko samajh ke bahar hai.
Yeah. But matlab, it's a bakwas rule, and I will tell you this is going to long term backfire. And I mean, see, initially I liked it because, again, like I said, I'm an Indian domestic players ka soch raha tha, but now the way it's being used, it won't help. Log batting karke band kar rahe hain aur kuch nahi. So I agree with you, but I'll tell you this, Kushal, and we'll go player. What we'll do is, instead we'll go, let's, if you can pull up the table again, we'll go team by team on the table. Because I want to do a quick preview. So let's go team by team and just give a quick preview. Rajasthan has been absolutely the team of the tournament. Like both of us said, Rajasthan scares us the most, and they have proven that to be true. Matlab, even the one match they've lost, jo Gujarat ke
saamne and for the record, that Sushant Sareen Sala, he keeps trolling me about my Ghatia prediction. I literally predicted RR is the team for this tournament. You know, I will, if RR wins the IPL or reaches the final, I'm going to take that clip of mine from the first time, and then I'm going to rub it into Sushant Sareen on Twitter.
I'll make a controversial point here. I think RR, KKR and SRH are head and shoulders above other teams in this tournament. CSK has been a very average to above average team. They've done decently at home. The only match they've won away from home is the match against Mumbai. And
of that brilliant bowling performance by that boy, Pathy Rana.
Halfway stage, I was actually backing you guys to win. But that is because the Mumbai finishers actually choked in the end. That's just the way. The Mumbai finishers choked. And
Mumbai ke bade controversies discuss karni hai, magar now I give you the floor for the next 30 minutes to cover all teams. Then we'll look at the controversies. I have a few videos to play baad mein.
20 minutes mein ho jayega, and then we can talk about the controversies and overarching points and stuff. But basically, RR and KKR are two of the... KKR mein, there have been a couple of busts, Mitchell Starc being the biggest one, which we called before the tournament started, ki tum log kya soch rahe ho, pagalo.
Never liked him as a bowler, brother. Never liked Mitchell Starc.
As a T20 bowler.
A great 50-over bowler, fantastic test match bowler. I love Mitchell Starc. I'm a fan. But boss, T20 mein yaar, Starkey, not good.
Yeah, he's just not good. And it's just
and making... Pat Cummins, dek, the man has been bowling better. Captaining is like God level, Pat Cummins.
It's, and not just that, Pat Cummins has not put one foot wrong. He has reinvented himself as a middle-overs bowler. Or matlab kya khelta hai? My God, he's just outstanding.
I have another question because you mentioned CSK. Has CSK fandom also now reduced itself to harenge chalega, but at least Thala is coming Dhoni is coming in the last two overs and smacking a few. CSK fans in the live chat, can you guys tell me, have you guys become like RCB on steroids? That Dhoni can score those sixes, 9-ball, 20 runs. 13 balls, 30 runs, and we lose the match, chalega. Like, have you guys also reduced yourself to that?
Matlab, the thing is, it's a beyond parody because CSK is a proud franchise. They've done well as a franchise. And but why the hell are they behaving like this? Matlab, I don't understand. I understand the Dhoni fandom, but it's just reduced itself to insanity.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? The Dhoni fandom. I mean, what a man. What a fan club.
No, truly. It is outstanding. But I have a bad feeling that once he's gone, so after he retires, what are they going to do? Are they going to remain CSK
sing
fans?
Sad songs. Sing sad songs.
But I have also... Dhoni, how many matches has Dhoni won for CSK this? First of all, the question, is he coming too late for CSK?
The Mumbai match he won. because of his yeah. last over.
No, the Mumbai match more than even Hardik Pandya lost it for them.
हाँ मतलब देखो ऐसे इधर नहीं लगाने का ऐसा चोट नहीं देने
So, वो मैं नहीं वो हार्दिक कर रहा है so, no, and I don't understand Hardik's pandering. Who the hell says, oh, it is okay to be hit around by Dhoni for a little bit and there is one man behind the stumps that knows it all and controls it all. क्या है यार आप लोग गेम खेल रहे हो क्या खेल रहे हो I actually feel bad and I'm not a Mumbai Indian supporter, not anymore at least. But मेरे अंदर का पुराना Mumbai Indian supporter, at least when MI plays CSK, I'm like hardcore bleed blue. I never won because, you know, MI CSK has that rivalry. So I always tell my MI fans ki I will be cheering for Mumbai then. But yeah, this is just bad. And I'm telling you that Dhoni has been good, very good in two or three games that I've seen. But I kind of understand why he's not coming seven down or something. I just don't think he has the fitness to play for more than seven overs.
Yes, I think you have hit the nail on the head. I think yeah. it's a fitness issue.
And he knows it. But by the way, Dhoni ne piche bahut, matlab, he has conceded buys, catches ek do drop hue hai. And this is what I don't like about the IPL thing. When Dhoni dropped catches, and this has been two or three times it's happened, commentators go, oh, he's human after all. I'm like, bhai, you already proved that the last match. At least, aur pata hai wo, नीचे ग्राफिक आता है सो कल एक्चुअली डेविड मिलर ने ड्रॉप किया था कैच हरप्रीत ब्रार का एंड देन हरप्रीत हिट हिम हिट द बॉलर फॉर अ सिक्स एंड अ फोर एंड विद इन सेकंड्स देयर वाज अ ग्राफिक हरप्रीत ब्रार ड्रॉप्ड ऑन 17 बाय डेविड मिलर ओके नाउ ही वाज आउट द नेक्स्ट बॉल व्हेनेवर धोनी ड्रॉप समवन वो ग्राफिक नहीं डालते वो लोग XYZ dropped by Dhoni on 40 और XYZ dropped by Dhoni on 0
तो धोनी ने जो डाइव मारी थी धोनी ने डाइव मारी थी उसको इंची टेप से मार कर तो वाला
हाँ मतलब वो क्या मतलब that is the stupidest thing ever दूसरी बात वो ईशान किशन का जो मैच था वो that ball pitched like 5 stumps on the leg stump और वो आया और धोनी लाइक रिव्यू लेते और रिव्यू में आया कि it's been like it's pitched 4 or 5 stumps the reason I'm saying it is it's not that he's reduced himself or something he's great But he's probably at 60 or 70% this IPL. But the commentators have and the broadcasters have created this hawa that you cannot even discuss the 30 or 40% he's messing up this IPL. And this has to be his last IPL. I mean, he obviously cannot continue after this. It's going to get objectively worse. Hey, and we are already seeing the
I
worst.
Love watching Dhoni. I won't lie. Even when he smashed the living daylights out of my team, Mumbai, I thought it was a But boss, it was such a joy to see him hit it. I mean, at this age.
Oh, absolutely. मुझे बहुत देखो, I'll tell you. When Sachin was playing West Indies in his last Test match, उसने जो एक बार एक straight drive मारा था ना, my heart just went like, hi, you know, he still got it type of thing, right? So it's fun to watch, but I'm saying that there are struggles going on and stuff. And right now, Dhoni is playing more because of brand value rather than player value.
Absolutely. Brand value, CSK, dekh bhai. At the end of the day, Adit, think like this. Let's assume CSK with a half-hearted Dhoni manages to make it to the playoffs. Theek hai? The CSK brand value increases, merchandise sales increases. They still remain a profitable merchandise. Franchise. I apologize.
this is called a papa. Dil pe aa gayi. They still remain a profitable merchandise.
yeah. So franchise. And they end up making money, brother. At the end of the day, these are not just teams that are playing to win the IPL. These are businesses. So a franchise model cares about branding, sales, the bottom line way more than the BCCI, right?
Absolutely.
So Dhoni is such a giant brand.
It is absolutely. But regardless of that, I think CSK is going to have a tough time qualifying this time because they are
still number four. Yaar, Adit, come on.
But look at the.
I think this is the playoffs. I think no. KKR, SRS and CSK is the playoffs.
Boss, LSG is extremely strong. They have beaten the shit out of CSK the last time. And this game that is happening in Chennai tomorrow, which is CSK versus LSG, is a virtual playoff contender game. If the team that wins tomorrow is going to be that, and CSK does not have a very easy schedule. Next, CSK, let me just look at CSK's schedule. CSK has to play Hyderabad. Okay, that's not going to be an easy game to play, right? Then they have to play. Let me look it up. LSG ka to maine bola Rajasthan Royals. That Gujarat and CSK is going to be a virtual fourth place or fifth place playoff. Dono mein se jo bhi jeeta, that will come front. And so CSK has four tough games with people in the top six. All their opponents are in the top six. They are not playing a single bot, and all those people are playing the bottom four in their next game.
Bhai, you think Gujarat has a better chance than LSG? LSG is far ahead of them. They've been playing so well. I mean, KL Rahul has been a revelation to me as a captain. He's done really well with this franchise.
No. I'm saying Gujarat and CSK have equal chances. LSG has a better chance. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, because interesting. So you're saying if Gujarat doesn't make it, LSG has a better chance than CSK.
Yeah, because LSG will beat CSK or will beat others. So my four top four teams are RR, KKR, SRH and LSG, with CSK and GT being dark horses. Mumbai gets into the mix only if they win today. If they lose today, they're out. And
They're batting first, by the way, guys.
Rohit Sharma ne chauka bhi mar diya. So absolutely. But I'm telling you, it's going to be very interesting. Ke Jaipur mein kya karte. And Josh Butler, jo form mein hai, he has the fact that Rajasthan has made it so far without Josh Butler firing except in two games. He's made 200s, but he's been very average in the other
games. 100, I think he was the impact sub, right?
Today also is the impact sub.
Hi, shabash, mera Joshua.
So, aaj pata nahi kya karega. But I'm going to tell you. So, that is the situation on that. So, aap SRH, let's talk a little bit about SRH now. Matlab, SRH is the definition of going hard and then fir dekhte kya hota hai baad mein. Kya khel rahe hai, yaar? This is unbelievable.
Boss, I'm impressed with KL Rahul's captaincy. Abhi, jisko jo samajhna samjho. I think he's handled his troop very well. But yeah, Sunrisers Hyderabad, to yaar, I mean, I think they are. I mean, yaadav, when we had our first IPL podcast, we were like, kisko pick karenge? And they have picked the ideal combo. In fact, we were thinking that Pat Cummins is the weak link. Boy, were we wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. Matlab, that was, but I'll tell you one thing. They can still even bolster it and make it worse for opponents. They can drop Aidan Markram and bring in Glenn Phillips. Matlab, then it becomes insane. Because Nitish Kumar Reddy has been so good that they can actually promote him to number three. Okay. And I actually think they should. If they want to win the IPL, they need to make a bold move. So Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma are the openers. Nitish Kumar Reddy is three. Henrik Klassen is number four. Then comes Glenn Phillips at five. Abdul Samad at six. Shahbaz Ahmed at seven.
Rohit out ho gaya.
Yep. Trent Bolt, first over, same, outside off stump.
Shit.
Yeah.
Man.
Which, by the way, this brings me to Trent Bolt has gotten Rohit out twice. Same way. Outside off stump, nicked to the keeper. This brings me to the other question. Hum log jo itne khush ho rahe IPL ki franchises mein dekhe, we are not understanding three or four weak links are going to be our openers. Because none of them, Rohit is great in the power play, but he needs a dasher. We saw during his 100 against CSK, he was outstanding.
Bhai, Rohit Kishan toh Virat opening karne wala hai India mein.
Sir, mera wo dasher hai. I mean, that is going to be like Faf and Virat opening for RCB. It's exactly like that.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
And we are going to be 48 for no loss. And ये आ जाएंगे और गधे. अरे KL Rahul को ले लो, KL Rahul को ले लो.
इसको देखो, ये troll को देखो. PSL is best. मतलब शर्म नहीं आती. मतलब वो गाना याद है वो? ये जो अपना PSL है, वो वाला देखेंगे. ये जो हमारी टीम में है.
Exactly.
है.
By the way, I stand corrected. We are not watching the match. So Rohit did not nick it. Rohit skied it to the keeper. So I will.
No, I am watching the match. Oh, मेरी दो स्क्रीन है.
मैं उस पे फॉलो कर रहा हूँ, क्या बोल रहे हैं, क्रिकेट इन्फो पे कमेंट्री फॉलो कर रहा हूँ. बट दिस इज ऑनेस्टली दिस इज क्वाइट इनसेन, राइट. एंड सो आई टेल यू, लेट्स टॉक अबाउट टीम्स देन. सो एसआरएच में ग्लेन फिलिप्स, अब्दुल समाद कम इन एट 6 and 7 एंड देन द बॉलर्स कम एंड दैट इज बिकमिंग. अच्छा, शहबाज अहमद हु वाज इन आरसीबी फॉर द लॉन्गेस्ट टाइम, उसने कुछ किया नहीं आरसीबी में उतना, वो अब एसआरएच में विकेट्स भी ले रहा है और अभी उसने 50 भी मारी. आई डोंट नो व्हाट इज द आरसीबी डील, बट एवरीवन हु गोज आउट ऑफ आरसीबी और डज बेटर देन दे डिड इन आरसीबी, इट इज सो फनी. आई जस्ट कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड वो बेचारों का नसीब क्या है. सो दैट इज एसआरएच फॉर देम. सो लेट्स आई मीन, एंड you know, I honestly had my doubts if they are going to go to the semis or not with the opening combination that they were doing. They were going with Abhishek Sharma and Rahul Tripathi. But like I was saying in the first podcast, Travis Head could be the X factor. And the minute they've come in, they've looked a totally different team. One caveat though, the one game that SRH did struggle and was comprehensively beaten was the game in Ahmedabad where the wicket spun a little bit. Okay, and they could not hit through the line.
By Travis Head scares me. Matlab, that man is a man. I have seen such hilarious memes where people are like, yaar, iski biwi itni achhi hai, fir hamari kyun itni thokra baith gaye? Isko kya memes? Itne gande vaiyat memes. Logo, I think people have gotten trauma now through Travis Head.
The funniest memes are Tarak Mehta ka Ulta Chashma scenes merged with IPL memes. Those are the funniest thing. And then there is this scene where Jethalal is getting mad and he's talking to his wife saying, Tu, teri ma, tera bhai, tera beta, ye baga. And they were like saying, Virat getting mad aur usme ek Maxwell, ek Faf, sab bolne wala hai. They're like, Tu, Maxwell, tera beta, Siraj, sab, main akela hi chala raha hu.
Log koi bol nahi sakte ki main match hi dekh raha hu. Ye badi screen mein idhar main मैच देख रहा हूं और ये हमारा पॉडकास्ट का
क्वेश्चन साला मैच में भी विराट कोहली की एड्स देखता है.
यस, मतलब क्या विराट कोहली की एड आई विराट कोहली की एड आई जियो सिनेमा पे देख रहा हूं मैं, जियो सिनेमा.
Absolutely. So but speaking now as CSK, let me tell you the best players I've seen of CSK this time. Rachin Dravindra actually has been found out very badly and I will give Ricky Ponting credit to that. Ricky Ponting ne pakad liya uske outside off stump ka jalwa. So Ishan Sharma ne matlab he got his back up earth. So Ponting ne Sharma ko ball diya ki beta tune jo mere sath kiya wo Ravindra ke sath kar. So usne jo outside off stump usko bully kiya, he was out. And every franchise seems to have figured that out. So unfortunately that's going to be a weak link because Devon Conway is out of the IPL. So I don't know if they're still going to persist with him. But Shivam Dubey has clearly been one of the biggest revelations for Chennai in this IPL. Wo jo khel raha hai, Dhoni's captaincy, of course. And before people say Ruturaj is the captain, boss, Dhoni is running the show. He's their co-captains. So, you know, his reading of the pitch and stuff. What Chennai has done is that they don't have a 125 out of 100 team that they did before, right? They have a 80 out of 100 team where everyone
badai is doing 6-2. Badai ho, Ishan Kishan bhi out ho gaye. Barbaad.
Wo bhi 0 par.
Barbaad. Wo bhi 0 par.
Wah. Matlab, Sandeep Sharma supremacy. मैं वही तो बोल रहा हूँ, तुम लोग बोल रहे हो कि MI is favorites for playoff, यार they have to beat them first and MI has not done well. In fact, MI got very lucky to win that game against Punjab. How do you let a team 14-4-4 and them score almost beat a 194 target? It's impossible. And again, this is evidence. Ishan Kishan, the minute the ball swings, he has no ungodly idea what to do. One other thing I want to tell you guys. Most of our games, okay, all of our qualification morning games, thanks to the idiotic broadcasters, have the 10:30 starting because unko raat ko 9 baje India ke time pe air karni hai. The US cricket had asked raat ko khelo and stuff, so raat ko swing kam hoti hai ball. I mean, after in the morning at 10:30, the ball is going to swing. US is not India. Garmi mein temperature 40 degrees nahi hogi. It will be about 25 degrees, 26 degrees. Aur aapki games kahan hai? New York mein. New York mein full, it will be a beginning of summer. So if it's like a 65 Fahrenheit, about 20-25 thing, and the ball is swinging, this is going to be a problem. Kya karenge Ishan Kishan opening mein? So they cannot just, you know, hit out of the line. Someone just messaged me ki podcast se pehle Mumbai ki batting khatam na ho jaye. It's like this is like every Mumbai Indians fans and even ex Mumbai Indian fans say, "Ye dukh sala khatam nahi kyun nahi hota be? It's so bad."
Yeah, they have destroyed the team chemistry, Adit. I have spoken to people. Things are not good.
Maine bola tha. You know, when people are saying, see, the thing is
done. And, but it's improving now. It's improving because the owners are stepping up and the owners are like, no, 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 let's do something. But it's not looking good. Complete shit show. Can we now then talk about the
we can talk. Absolutely, absolutely.
So let's start with the controversy of my dear team, Mumbai Indians. So I want to play a clip for everyone. Hmm. Okay. So let's start with this clip, which Mr. Gavaskar and KP were talking about.
1-6, fine. The next one again, a length ball. When you know that this batter is looking for a length ball to hit. Third ball again, a full toss on the leg side when he's looking to hit for a 6. Oh, absolutely ordinary bowling, ordinary captaincy. They should have been restricted the way they did, despite the fact that Pritharaj Gaikwad had batted so well along with Shivam Dubey. I do believe that they should have been restricted to about 185, 190.
What I saw this evening wasn't good enough. I saw a captain that had plan A from a team meeting that was 5 hours ago, and a captain that didn't want to go to plan B when he should have gone to plan B. Like, how on this earth have you not bowled when your seamers are going for 20? Like the horse had bowled it. We were saying on commentary, Brian Lawrence, can we please bowl spinners? They're a spin or can bowl. Somebody needs to bowl here. You need to change the pace of the game. And I actually think with Hardik Pandya, everything away from the game is affecting him so much. He's smiling too much when he does the toss. He's trying to act like he's so happy. He's not happy. I've been there. But I've been in the firing line, and I've been in the firing line proper. He knows I've been in the firing line. You know I've been in the firing line. I have been in the firing line, and I can tell you now it affects you. If what's happening to Hardik Pandya, those that we've just been hearing now, and how happy they are to see the CSK former captain, the Lion, smacking him all over the park, it hurts you because he has emotion, and he's an Indian player, and he doesn't want to be treated like this. So when this is happening, it's affecting him, it's affecting his cricket, and something...
I think KP is spot on. I don't know about anybody else. I think KP is spot on. I think Hardik is pretending too much.
Yeah, absolutely. And this was evident in the first two games itself. Actually, the first three games. And a lot of us were calling it out, right? Now, as a Gujarat fans, I'm going to do a little booing bhi kar raha hun, aur karunga. And people are very scared. IPL mein achha hai yaar, thoda franchise royalty rakho. You know, no one is taking it personally. Every log masti kar. But Sunil Gavaskar at that time, because, you know, he's...
I believe
he was saying things
the Indians
like...
T20.
Are you sharing something? Sunil Gavaskar said, I am 100% behind Hardik Pandya as a Mumbai fan and this and that and stuff. Boss, you should have discussed this before, right? The fact is the franchise botched it up. The management botched it up. And I honestly don't even think this came from the coaches or something. I actually think this was one of the owners, right? Probably it was one of the kids of Mr. Ambani who decided Hardik has done well for Gujarat. And it would have been done with good intentions or something. But what this plus and minus did, it took out Cam Green. And see, Cam Green is an effective bowler in Mumbai conditions because he swings the ball. He was also playing much better than he plays in RCB. Actually, with this one move, it has literally fucked
RCB
three franchises.
RCB is like a nashtar. Jo bhi RCB ke andar jata na, usko nashtar lag jata.
No, but that one move had actually fucked three franchises. Gujarat became worse, Mumbai became worse, and RCB became worse. Yeah, all three franchises. I mean,
what was the point, man? What was the point? And okay, what was this atrocious behavior? I am still angry at this man, yaar, Sanjay Manjrekar. What was this, yaar? Ye matlab kya wahiyat behavior hai ye? Yeah, I want to play this clip.
Match number 14 of the Tata IPL 2024. And we're all set for the toss here. Got the two captains with me. Hardik Pandya, captain of the Mumbai Indians. Big round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Behave. Sanju Sam.
I mean, what the hell? Tu kaun hai, bhe? Tu kaun hai? Kya behave? Who is he?
And the home fans of Mumbai did not boo him for more than two games. Okay. And they are people using their hard-earned money being in the stadium, they can boo if they want to.
Yeah, the best was this explanation. ये तूने पता नहीं देखा कि नहीं, ये meme बहुत comedy था. ये देखा कि नहीं तूने?
नहीं नहीं देखा. क्या? तो सुनो जो, सुनो मेरी बात. क्या? अपने manners सीख लो, etiquette सीख लो, तमीज सीख लो, और अपना काम तो कर लो.
This was the best explanation of the entire thing. This is what Sanjay Manjrekar is doing. He's like that angry Fufa ji. And then as if Sanjay Manjrekar and his, you know, faux pas is not enough. I don't know if you saw the blatant nonsense of Mr. Manjrekar in one of the games. So, peshak khidmat hai. Manjrekar ji here.
Match number 19 of the Tata IPL 2024. And we're all set for the toss. But before the coin goes in the air, we've got a special function here, a special day for Rajasthan Royals. Sanju Samson and his Rajasthan Royals team will be sporting an all pink outfit. As you can see, this is for their Pink Promise Impact game, which is part of an initiative which promises to support the women leading rural transformation in Rajasthan. Mm. To mark this, the captains will be handed solar lamps. So Sanju Samson will be taking the lamp from Thavari Devi. Big round of applause to Thavari Devi ji. And she has helped create the solar lamp, and Sanju Samson is presenting that to the RCB captain. And you can see the solar panel as well. So this is part of the Pink Promise from Rajasthan Royals. And now back to serious business.
What nonsense? What nonsense? I mean, kaun hai ye aadmi?
There is a very funny Mirzapur meme. He says, "Aap hai na prachand chutiye ho."
नहीं ये क्या है ये? I mean, this is so ridiculous, यार ये क्या है ये? ये कौन है ये इंसान? कौन है ये इंसान?
He is bad.
क्या बोल रहा है ये इंसान?
He is so bad, and he is still dancing about sort of kya bolte Ben Stokes abhi bhi, but do teen Ben Stokes usko lagne chahiye. If people know what I mean,
what the hell, yaar? What the hell? You were talking about the Mumbai Indians management. Then it's only fair that I play something from the Kutti Stories episode where DK was talking to Ash. It's a 3-minute clip. I think it's because you mentioned Mumbai Indians management. I think the management does not deserve so much criticism because they've actually done a lot for people. So just watch this clip about what Mumbai Indians culture is. By the way, I can vouch for this because you know, I know people who are close to the management. Yes.
I'll give a converse opinion, but play this first and then I'll give you my point after this.
Yeah.
What is that one thing that you guys did, and what is it that about that franchisee that sets it apart from the rest?
Up until then, they hadn't seen success. I think they'd gone to a final in 2010. That was the, 2011. 2010, 2009, 2010. Third year, they played the Indivai battle against CSK, which you played, and you all won. So they knew what it meant to go to the final. So they have a method. 11 wasn't a great season for them, but 12-13 was a really good one for them. I wasn't 11? There in 11. I was there in 12-13. I was there, but we didn't have a great season. We qualified though. 13 is when we won for the first time. What MI does is provide resources in terms of practice, in terms of anytime you want access to the coaches, anytime you want to upskill your game, they're always there. Who have created an ecosystem for you to become the best player that you can be. I think that was their first and biggest learning.
Can you give us an example? You can
tell MI that in between Ranji Trophy match, I want to practice, and they have a ground, they have coaches, they have balls, they have bowlers, they have side armors. They will give you every. They'll give you stay. They'll give you the flight tickets. They will give you everything possible to become the best version of yourself. So when you do that, you are impacting the player at a very subconscious level to say, we care for you. So I think that's what MI does. Do they expect results? Yes, like any other franchise you would. But they're also providing you the resource to say, you become the best player that you can be. And then when you come on to play for MI.
That's all I wanted to play. I didn't want to play the whole 3 minutes. You're muted, Adit.
Surya Kumar out. इसीलिए मैं उंगली कर रहा था
आई आउट हो गया कोई नहीं आई जस्ट वांटेड टू प्ले दिस बिट लुक इट्स अ गुड फ्रेंचाइज दे डू अ लॉट दे डू अ लॉट लाइक ऑल दीस थिंग्स कॉस्ट अ लॉट ऑफ मनी एंड नाउ यू टेल मी So what do you
So make I will tell you, I think Mumbai has been a fabulous franchise till Nita Ambani was running the show. I don't think she's running the show. And from player man, I think you turned off our names as well on this, on the description. But anyways.
Yeah, I know. I turned it off because wo super chats ke time pe
it takes up the heart. ठीक है, फिर ठीक है. My point was ki basically what has happened is rather than building a franchise, why was Mumbai so powerful? Because Mumbai would invest in scouts. Mumbai would get talent scouts, domestic talent that no one has heard about, and then put 4 or 5 stars around them, right? Mm-hmm. RCB ka concept kya tha? They would get 4 or 5 stars or then baki ka sab soch lenge. So it was 2 completely opposite approaches. Now, one of them Hardik Pandya gets taken up by Gujarat and stuff, and it becomes sort of goes and wins the IPL in the first time, in the same time when Mumbai is in the last place. So it became a bit of an ego tussle saying, how can our person go and you know, go to Mumbai and so forth. And Hardik Pandya almost wins 2 in a row. I mean, Gujarat was one shot away from winning the IPL second time in a row. They were pretty much dominant the second time also. So I think it was an ego move that was made to get Hardik Pandya back in and see ki hum log kya kar sakte. Now, what did that do? All your local talent that you had nurtured in the last 3 years, they had taken a backseat. What happened to your Nehal Vadera? Nehal Vadera was outstanding for you last time. He has not even played a game. Right. So what happened to your Kumar Kartikeya, who was bowling spin for you? Right. Uske jagah, you're back to getting Shreyas Gopal, Piyush Chawla, things like that. So you are slowly dismantling your model. And that just creates a bad vibe in the team. Right. And then Jasprit Bumrah's thing happened. Neither Bumrah nor them, they were happy. So the reason why they lost the last first 2 games was actually captaincy, because he had no support and he did not have the team. So the team was giving their best. In the same podcast, did you hear Rohit said that he's not even staying with the team? When they were in Mumbai, he actually stayed with his family.
That is natural. He stays with the family because he's not the captain anymore. Yeah,
that's my point. But Rohit is not just a captain. He's your senior most player. He's a mentor. He has the ear of at least half the team. When he says the team will stop and listen, I don't think he can afford to do that. I don't know if Hardik Pandya went and had this conversation with him, right? Ki aap ye karo. Even today, right? Hardik should have come out at 4 or 5. Who does he send out? Mohammad Nabi and Tilak Verma. मतलब ये क्या बेवकूफी है आपने मोहम्मद नबी को पूरी टूर्नामेंट खिलाया नहीं है यू वांट टू यूज हिम एज अ फिनिशर व्हाट इज हार्दिक्स रोल विद इन एमआई व्हाई वाज हार्दिक सो सक्सेसफुल एट गुजरात बिकॉज ही वाज प्लेइंग दैट 4 and 5 गाय हु वुड गेट इन टेक हिज टाइम एंड गो ही इज नाउ प्लेइंग एज अ फिनिशर एंड गोइंग एट 120-130 स्ट्राइक रेट
सो अभी भी आज के मैच में भी हार्दिक ने नबी को भेजा आगे हार्दिक
हां भाई दैट्स व्हाट आई एम सेइंग अभी नबी आया नाउ हार्दिक शुड हैव कम नाउ हार्दिक इज गोइंग टू कम आफ्टर 10 ओवर्स एंड स्टफ अज्यूमिंग दे डोंट
Why is Hardik doing this? And why I raised this question again is I know Rohit dismissed this report, but bola gaya ki Rohit, Dravid and Agarkar basically told Hardik that bhaiya tere ko batting bowling karna padega, to hi tere ko hum team mein lenge. So, I don't know. Rohit came on Club Prairie and said that don't believe anything that is said as a randomly until unless I don't say. So I don't know what to make of it.
I will just quote Sir Humphrey Appleby from Yes Minister. Never believe a rumor until it's been officially denied. So now that this has been officially denied, I have more reason to believe it. I would support Dravid and Rohit if they told Hardik Pandya that Hardik Pandya at this form will never be able to get into the Indian team. The fact is, in this tournament in IPL, Rahul Tevatiya has won more games for his team. Riyan Parag has won more games for his team than Hardik Pandya has as captain or as player for Mumbai Indians. Correct me if I'm wrong. I challenge you guys to prove me wrong. But Rahul Tevatiya and Riyan Parag both have won more teams for their teams than Hardik Pandya. So just if you look at merits of this tournament, because Hardik Pandya saab to aadha saal to injured rehte, he hasn't played any. So we only have to go by what he plays.
Day contract.
ठीक है बीसीसीआई के पास बहुत पैसा है.
You remember when Nikhil, you and I had done the podcast, I had objected to it. I was like, it just doesn't make sense, brother.
It doesn't. I agree. At that time, I had supported if Hardik Pandya had the form or something. In this form, that grade A contract is useless. He should be downgraded to B or C or something. But we also need to provide Hardik Pandya some mental counseling. Like, this is getting out of hand. I am unfortunately thinking that we are going to lose a player and we are going to lose a champion.
That's my for the Indian team. Because I think he's a brilliant player. Now, another controversial statement was made by someone that we all love to listen to, Michael Vaughan. I don't know if you heard this. Did you hear this?
What I'll say to Agarka, don't be scared of being brave.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. If he ultimately believes that the Indian T20 team is better off without a Virat Kohli or a KL Rahul, he wants to go with a fresh set of minds. If he ultimately believes that, that's how he should deliver the team. You don't feel under pressure that, you know, you have to pick all the big names and all the big players, because, you know, they haven't been winning trophies, and it might be that a fresher set of minds with no bag.
I think this was a perfectly non-controversial statement by Michael Vaughan.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't think anyone in their right minds or guts has the guts to drop Virat Kohli. And right now, even I don't, because if he's actually had the most number of teams in spite of this insipid RCB lineup, matlab, you have to give him a shot. Virat Kohli is your bada match player. He has to play. Rohit ka, you know, 50-50 ho sakta hai, but I don't think they will drop Rohit and Virat, because even Rohit has gotten some runs. But Rohit aur Virat ke saath opening kaun karega? They cannot open. They cannot open. They need a dasher. But who is our dasher? Ishan Kishan is not. Ishan Kishan to swinging ball dekhke uske andar mata ji aa jati hai. So KL Rahul to khel hi nahi sakta bhai. KL Rahul ke saath ab log 2021 mein khele the. We will all do every single game will be 160 or 20 overs and we'll be defeated in 16 and 17 overs.
Okay. So one last controversy. I wanted your views on this because I know you spoke a lot on Twitter about this. See, main kya karta hu, tu mera go to source hai. Tu jo cheezon ke bare mein likhta hai, main unke bare mein data collect karta hu aur main usko apne podcast mein lata hu, because I only learn from you. So this photo was shared. What is this Virat Kohli controversy about? Can you explain this to me?
Because I'm going to explain this. So, okay, first of all, let me tell you where this picture comes from. Okay, Star Sports, and Irfan Pathan did a better job of explaining this than even I did. Star Sports, actually, the broadcaster, BCCI or IPL, whoever it is, they had pictures of all the players standing in the popping crease, because you're supposed to be in the popping crease. That's your standard stance, and their waist measured. Okay, anything above waist is a no ball. Anything below waist is a fair delivery. So what they did was, Virat Kohli, the bat you see, where the bat impact was where the ball saw, and that's when most people saw it. So he thought it was a no ball. But they mapped out the trajectory. The ball was dipping. It was slower, and it was going down. So at that position, which is that blue line, is where the ball would have landed at that trajectory. You see that blue mark? That was the ball projector. The red line, which is 1.04 meters, if he's standing upright at the crease in his normal stance at the crease, that is the height it was there. It is there with the broadcaster. That measurement is there with the umpire. That measurement was taken before the tournament started or during the tournament. I don't know what semantics are, but that's what Irfan Pathan said, who is an official broadcaster. And that is where the difference comes in. Ki aapka jo pehle ka measurement tha aur ye. Now, if this is just like a wide rule, if you are standing on the sixth stump on the offside and someone bowls your ball on your leg stump, it cannot just be taken as a wide. Or if someone bowls you the out, someone bowls you a ball outside off stump and you say, "Arey, wide tram lines ke bahar, it's not a wide," because your stance was different. So it's all relative, right? But I understand that emotions were this. So this was always going to be perceived as a 50-50 decision. Mere khud ke ghar mein, there was a big kalesh going on. My own dada and my dad were on different. They thought it was a no ball and I thought it was not a no ball. And I was going by this statistic. They're like, it was a beamer. There was a... it slipped from his hand and he was almost taking evasive action.
So Virat was fined 50% of his match fee for breaking a dustbin or something. And
I agree. That was, he was just being a brat. And so in all my years, I've never seen Sachin Tendulkar get a bad decision, and he's gotten plenty. Richard Kettlebro, by the way, I don't know if it's official account or not. I saw on Twitter, they did a thread or a video of 39 times when Sachin was given out. And this is 39 times on camera. और कितनी बार उसको आउट दिया है मुझे पता नहीं है बट दैट इज अ वॉपिंग 10% ऑफ द टाइम्स ही वाज प्लेइंग इन इन हिज इनिंग्स इन हिज वन डे इनिंग्स आउट ऑफ 400 वन डे इफ ही इज गिवन आउट रॉन्गली 39 टाइम्स राइट सो बट the fact is I understand that it was a 50-50 decision. Kohli breaking the dustbin was wrong, but I understand the emotions of the fans. मुझे बहुत गालियां पड़ी है कल कुशल बहुत ज्यादा people were getting extremely angry on this. Okay. By the way, Mohammad Nabi mar raha hai at least finally. So you 39
kya mar raha hai? Ek form, acha do form. Ek chakka aur chauka dono mara. Go Nabi go. And the last, because I wanted to keep this video for the end, and before I play this clip from the Final Word podcast, I just want to say, bade log dekhe entitled maine mere jeevan mein. मगर इससे ज्यादा एंटाइटल्ड स्टेटमेंट नहीं देखी मैंने
आई हैव बीन डाइंग टू आउटरेज दिखा
नहीं नहीं फिर मैं दैट्स व्हाई आई केप्ट दिस बिकॉज़ यू नो यू हैव वेरी स्ट्रांग व्यूज अबाउट इट सो फर्स्ट आई प्ले द क्लिप एंड देन आई वांट यू टू टॉक अबाउट द ग्रेट आइडिया दैट हैज बीन प्रेजेंटेड ओवर हियर हियर वी गो
वेल व्हाट आर वी डूइंग अबाउट वेस्ट इंडीज क्रिकेट वी से कांस्टेंटली दैट वर्ल्ड क्रिकेट नीड्स अ स्ट्रांग वेस्ट इंडीज इट्स बिकम दिस एम्प्टी क्लीशे But what are we doing about it? So I use all that stuff that you've mentioned to ask the question about whether the reason we're allowing this to happen is that people are scared of standing up to India.
Yeah.
You know, now India, they're quite clearly they generate the lion's share of the global pot. You know, no one's quite sure what the exact figure is. It may be 80%, it may be 90%. Mm. But the point I tried to make in this is that $230 million that you mentioned there is a drop in their ocean.
Yes.
They a couple of years back, they sold the IPL broadcast and streaming rights for $6 billion. So $230 million is nothing for them. But can you imagine if you spread that $230 million that India are getting among test teams like the West Indies, what a difference that could make there? So they're at a disadvantage from the start. Then you on top of that, as you mentioned, the inequities that the system is built on. If you've got 1.4 billion fans, you're quite clearly going to have a bigger TV audience. Why are we rewarding India for that? That's nothing to do with the BCCI. They've got a lot of people in their country. But these aren't debates that are easily had, because naturally, if India tour you, that bankrolls you. South Africa and West Indies in particular talk about how a visit from India keeps them going for a couple of years.
So tell me.
Yes. The English Premier League is more than $13 billion worth in English football. Why are they not bankrolling football in lesser countries like Bangladesh, economically not well-off countries like Bangladesh, like
Rahul Gandhi ka manifesto padh ke aaya tha kya?
Haan, like, main bol raha hu, like Sudan, like stuff. English Premier League should be funding stadiums directly, na? Why does English football not do? The Wimbledon makes more money than any tennis tournament in the world. Why does Wimbledon not fund tennis in developing countries? Indian football is struggling. English Premier League should come and fund Indian football. Why are they not funding that? By his logic, because $13 billion were their $13 billion was the net worth of their broadcasting rights. It is twice more than the IPL. Okay, so $200 million is a drop in the ocean, right? Of that, because technically it's a EPL should also fund football. Why are they not doing that? Because you know FIFA is the issue is this is sour grapes. India is actually supporting cricket in Nepal and Afghanistan. West Indies has more tied with British cricket. Rather than creating 100, why don't you support West Indies cricket?
No, actually, to be fair, West Indies cricket, the two cricket boards that they appreciate is ECB and BCCI, because they always come and generate
revenue. No. ECB generates revenue, but ECB ko unko help nahi karti. ECB, what he is saying is not BCCI to go. He's like BCCI wale khairat do West Indies board ko. Just give them money to revive Test cricket in the West Indies. It has been proven time and again that the West Indies is one of the most corrupt boards ever, right? And these morons actually forget. Do you remember Alan Stanford? Yahan Houston ka ek billionaire tha. He's in jail.
Yeah.
Alan Stanford did a Stanford, and I'm going to say this, or ye kaat ke agar short mein dalna hai to dal de, I'm going to say this. Alan Stanford created a 2020 league called the Alan Stanford 2020. It was a joint league between the ECB and the West Indies Cricket Board. It was a winner takes all, aur kuch 5 T20s ke 5 leagues khelne wale the, and the prize was $100 million or something, and it was like 20 million each season. So it was West Indies, England, their county team, and West Indies' county team. They were all playing round robin against each other, and then winner takes all. And then to select the West Indies, he had a team of all West Indian greats to select it, and ultimately West Indies ne kachra kar diya tha England ka us T20 game mein. And all these people, I think at that time Giles Clark was running ECB, he actually landed in a helicopter with Mr. Stanford, and they did, and this was supposed to revitalize West Indian. What happened? That man turned out to be a fraud. He's in jail right now. Okay. ECB does not want to remember their own sort of past sojourns that they did with all these frauds. But now they want BCCI, because there is a bit of a jealousy that BCCI created a successful product, more successful than the so-called white supremacist nations, the old colonial masters of, you know, that when ICC was Imperial Cricket Council and not the International Cricket Council. ICC was actually called that. And England and Australia had a veto. They could actually, even if you had the majority, England and Australia, like the United Nations, could actually, Australia doesn't have it there, England does there. They could actually say no and shoot down the proposal. That is the kind of elitism that Lawrence Booth wants. BCCI is even helping countries like Zimbabwe, when he's doing, why is he not saying Australia ka
tour? Australia doesn't tour Zimbabwe at all.
Forget that. They're canceling their games with Afghanistan. With the bullshit logic that Afghanistan is not prioritizing women's
cricket. And then lecture India that actually faces cross-border terrorism from Pakistan.
Yes, exactly. So this is the reason why they are helping. And I mean, it pisses me off, and that's why I'm angry very passionately about that. And it pains my heart. It drops like a yahan pe chhed aata hai mujhe when I have to defend the BCCI, because BCCI may bhi kuch problems hai. And I, you know, people end up then making me sound like one of those JJ BCCI commentators on abhi jo IPL mein commentary kar rahe, right? Who think everything is nice and everything is good. It's horrible. Mujhe to kabhi-kabhi lagta hai, Kushal, we should actually petition to the IPL broadcasters to see if we can do a private radio feed, do a game or something, or YouTube pe broadcast karte. Because this commentary is so bad, ki I was like, hum log bhi itse toh behtari kar lenge.
Yeah, what bothers me about this cricket analogy that is given, I want BCCI to help smaller nations. I want BCCI to bail people out. I want BCCI to do everything. But you know what the first thing I want is? The BCCI to play cricket players more. My Indian cricket players deserve more money than what they are getting right now. That's what I want the BCCI to do, the first thing. Second, England is a richer country than India. As a country, England is richer than India. You can check the per capita incomes of India and England. England is way richer. So England, by, you know, Lawrence's logic, is England going to bail India out as an economy? They can't afford to, is a different thing, because we're a bigger economy also then by them. But this is the kind of rubbish that gets peddled. This is a classic case of sour grapes, where these people have lost their control over cricket. Let's assume this hypothetical scenario, guys. India stops playing cricket with everyone and only plays cricket inside it. India can buy players from around the world and make them play in their own cricketing leagues. That's what India can do right now, because it has the audience, it has everything. Should India do that? No, I want cricket to grow as a sport, not shrink. But just because other cricketing boards are inefficient and Indians love the sport, Indians love expanding their sport, they are saying that the BCCI is responsible for this. What nonsense. I hate the BCCI. But why? What has the BCCI got to do with the growth of the sport? If Lawrence Booth would have said the BCCI... You know why I love Jared Kimber a lot? Is Jared is honest. Jared will criticize BCCI for the right reasons. He'll say BCCI doesn't pay its players enough. That's the right criticism. It barely pays Indian
players. No. And BCCI, before, sorry, Kushal, I have to add this. BCCI, before this establishment, the much hated Jai Shah Roger Binney establishment was not even playing many five test series. Why? This is the first establishment that in a long time has not only played five test series here against England, is playing five more in Australia, away in Australia, and playing five more in England next year.
They wanted to play three in South Africa. South Africa refused.
Out, by the way, Mohammad Nabi. Cotton Bolt Chahal, Yuzi Bhai. Doing UZ
things.
No, actually, this wicket I would attribute to Ashwin. Ashwin choked them last over with only 5 runs. So, Avesh ke baad Ashwin aaya, he sort of took them down.
Yehi toh cheating ho rahi hai na. Dono achhe spinner rakh liye Rajasthan ne.
And then, RCB ne Chahal ko jaane diya. Can you believe it? They retained Rajat Patidar and let go of Yuzvendra Chahal. So funny. I know Patidar came through and scored a 50 last time, but he's been horribly inconsistent.
By the way, Yuzvendra Chahal now has 200 wickets in the IPL.
Wow. Acha, by the way, before and just to be fair to the other teams, before we go into questions, because I'll have to leave in like 20 minutes, but yeah. I'll talk a little bit about the other teams, because hum log Chennai ki baat bandi reh gaye. So I want to talk a little bit about Lucknow, Gujarat, how they've done so far. Okay. So LSG ki baat karenge, to LSG is, I think, the third most feared team in the IPL after Rajasthan and Sunrisers. KKR has been very good, but LSG ka jo squad dekhe legit dar lagta hai, because they can potentially wreck a lot of people with Nicholas Puran, Marcus Stoinis, Quinton de Kock. I mean, that is a powerful sort of powerful core, along with KL Rahul being dropping anchor. If Ayush Badoni and their Ravi Bishnoi come through, LSG can take down any team on their day. They just need to stop making these slow bullshit wickets in Lucknow, because what happens is the minute they go outside Lucknow and are treated with a fastish sort of wicket, which where people can hit through the line, khatam ho jata hai unka. So that is LSG. Gujarat has been is a classic team, which is a new captain and up and down team. Char jeete, char hare. They have literally looked like phenomenal in a couple of games against Hyderabad. They looked clinical the way they won. Yesterday, their bowling, outstanding. The batting was, up and down and stuff. But then they lost the game against Punjab. Against LSG and Chennai, they didn't even put up that much of a fight. They look completely at sea. And without David Miller or even a Kane Williamson at four, there is being a big problem. So maybe Gill has to tinker in with the order. I think if David Miller is not working out, what you do is, and this is a big move, but I think open with Kane Williamson. So Kane Williamson and Shubman Gill become your openers. Sai Sudarshan is at number three. Number 4, 5, and 6, you have your Matthew Wade slots in as number 6 as the finisher, and number 4 and 5 become your basically your Shah Rukh Khans or Abhinav Manohar. You can give him another chance at that and stuff. But what they are missing is that middle order player. They have a very good finishing core. That's why you see they always, agar game close hui, if Gujarat is batting and if they need 50 or 5 overs, I am going, or 60 or 5 overs, I am going to back them to get them 9 times out of 10. Because in Rashid, Shah Rukh Khan, Rahul Tevatiya, they have a dangerous trio of finishers. Jo, matlab, kahin pe bhi, and Rahul Tevatiya ka kya hai? He's not a power hitter. He's not like a muscle you down the rank class. He's like a 360 player. Wo reverse sweep marega. Harpreet Brar ko usne 3 fours mare the. 2 to were behind. Like, he literally, sometimes when he plays, I think I'm watching cricket 24 in action. Waise lap marega aur karega. So that is the Gujarat. Mumbai, their biggest issue is the middle order. I don't know.
Yaar, unke issue hai sab kuch.
Oh, look who comes back. Nehal Vadera. The one game I'm complaining that Nehal Vadera has been dropped. Nehal Vadera comes back. Is he an impact, sir? Is Nehal?
No, likha to nahi hai. He's not an impact sub. He's been picked in this match.
He's been picked.
Hardik, okay. Magar Hardik abhi bhi nahi aaya.
So good to see Nehal Vadera, but Hardik is still not there. So that is one thing. Now, so Mumbai, till they sort out the Tim David problem, they are so hell bent ki Tim David apna naya Pollard banega, that they are wasting their time in that. I think they need to tinker out their finishing core and see if Tim David is struggling against spin, because all that RR will do is save 2 overs of Ashwin and Chahal for Tim David, and Tim David ki bad bach jayegi tab. So, I don't know what Hardik is doing, but this is just bad. It's just bad what they're doing.
So,
Delhi Capitals has been a game team of two halves. They look absolutely dog shit in the first four games. But then Fraser McGurk starts hitting. Rishabh Pant starts hitting. And a little bit of fire in the Indian bowling lineup.
Wadera, just to let people... I think Wadera has come in instead of Romario Shepherd. I think so.
In the team. Okay. They haven't subbed him out. They've just come in. I was... guys, I was broadcasting, so I had not seen the squad. So pardon me for getting that. But good if they got back Wadera, because I was actually feeling sad for Wadera. So I think they've only gone with three... three... Nabi, Tim David, and who's it? And Curtsy. Yes, three players, right? But I have to ask you this bizarre question of Mark Boucher, right? Before we go to finish up Delhi, Punjab, and RCB. RCB ki to kafi baat kari, kya kare? Why is Mark Boucher so keen on playing South Africa Development 11? That 17-year-old kid from South Africa, why was he even played? Why was he played over Romario Shepherd?
You take a bet, right?
No, I think it's just bad. Okay. Like, no, it's fine. But I think Nuvan Tushara, who's there in your team with Lasith Malinga, has a good. Why is he not being played over this guy? Nuvan Tushara should have been played. Mumbai is struggling in finishing the games, and they are not playing Nuvan Tushara. He should be. Aaj hai wo impact sub. I hope he gets picked. And, Romario Shepherd doesn't have to get picked. But the fact is that they were... I have no idea. That was just basically just being silly. So, but over to... I'll finish up with Delhi and Punjab. Delhi mein Rishabh Pant's 50-50 form is giving me a lot of nightmares, because Rishabh is looked good in times. The one-handed shots and everything is bad. But now Rishabh Pant is also struggling a little bit with timing, as evidenced in the last game. Delhi should have actually won, or at least fought really hard in the last game, but he just couldn't get his timing right. So I don't understand what India is going to do. If Rishabh is going to be number four, he cannot do that. And then lastly, Punjab Kings, mein the struggle is closing out games in the last over. Harshal Patel is not bowling well. Yesterday he did bowl well, but he's not been bowling well in the thing. They, except for Harpreet Brar, they've not had a frontline spinner. Like Rahul Chahar has been very bad. So, but they've also read the pitches badly. Yesterday against Gujarat, the pitch was turning, and they should have gone with three spinners like Gujarat did, but they went with three fast bowlers. And Liam Livingstone had to ball like eight overs. So how do you do that? And how that remains to be seen. But Punjab, if they have to even be successful, they have to basically, their idea of, you know, ke sare thokne walon ko lao is good, but they have to dismantle the setup, get a better, Shikhar's been a very 50-50 captain, get a better captain and get a good spinner. This is just not helping. RCB की तो खैर काफी बात कर ली हमने.
Fast हो गया RCB. Enough of RCB.
We can take the super chats if you want. Yeah. अभी.
And what about Kev's tweet? Is IPL biased towards Dhoni? Come on, yaar.
Yeah. IPL is biased towards... No, and IPL is biased towards IPL any cricketer that gives them views. Yeah, sirf wahan pe nahi, NFL mein bhi hota hai yaar ki number one.
Star Sports is Kohli Sports, yeah.
But I will tell you this all this nonsense about all the commentators go JJ Dhoni. After Harsha Bhogle was fired for Dhoni's tweet, sabki fati hui hai, right? And then they have these mediocre, and I'll agar super chat mein kisi ne nahi pucha to main end mein band bajaunga about Karthik and Anjum Chopra. I don't know kya Murli Karthik is this Tauji who keeps forgetting his names. But IPL is not biased towards Dhoni.
Overrated. Oh, please. Rishabh Pant is awesome.
Rishabh Pant is not overrated, but Rishabh Pant, the test match cricketer, scares people more than Rishabh Pant, the limited overs cricketer. We've always said that. The issue has been with Rishabh is, test match, he is able to play aggressively a little more because the field is up. So he can hit it over the field. In limited overs, the field is over. Rishabh is not your quote-unquote power hitter against Henrik Claassen ki tarah bat ke marega. He'll do his footwork, ki wo apna push stance change karega. And the thing is, after the injury he'd had, it's not that easy to come back with the timing. Yuvraj struggled with it too. I just hope Rishabh doesn't, for India's sake.
Yeah. Abhishek Sharma over Jaiswal, he is going left-arm spin option.
There is a chance, but it's kind of scary that we didn't even talk about Jaiswal, because Jaiswal has been that
he's had a very quiet a very quiet IPL.
This is his game. If Jaiswal can recover and give them 5 good games, because Rajasthan to playoff mein jayega hi, so Jaiswal can actually do an extended run. And if he plays well, I think Jaiswal should still start. But for that, Jaiswal at least has to score 200 runs in the last 4 or 5 games. Without that, I think Jaiswal does not start.
Kisi ne likha, RCB owner will be for contest because of manifesto.
RCB ka owner khud kaha hai? He might need a own manifesto himself. RCB actually badly needs another ownership also. This is, the franchise is just bad.
Are we at the dawn of cricket morph into club center, then country like football? BCCI asking players from KKR, SRH for lease, then other way around soon? Well, we don't know. I think BCCI itna jaldi allow nahi karega, because there is still a lot of money to be made in international cricket. So I don't think so. I'm worried about it so much. Not just that.
We'll have to. The success of this T20 World Cup matters a lot. If the World Cup in US and West Indies works out, and if the 2027 ODI World Cup in South Africa works out, then international cricket is well alive. But we are into the phase where there are going to be windows for domestic and windows for international, and we are going to be doing that.
Yeah. Views on Mohammad Amir's return to Pakistan about Kohli as a Delhi fan, I would say Sada Munda wapas mod do. Well, as far as Mohammad Amir, and for those who don't know, Mohammad Amir and Imad Wasim had both retired, and then now they have unretired. And then in the 3-match T20 series, I don't know if they had a match today. First match was washed off and the series is 1-1. And by the way, New Zealand does not even have 13 out of their 16 main players.
And Naseem Shah, who won the World Cup, he won 3 over mein 45 runs thok diye New Zealand ke second 11. Ne. तो क्या करेंगे क्या करेंगे पाकिस्तान ने कोहली तो है ही मतलब ही शुड कम बैक टू अनदर फ्रेंचाइज दैट कैन मेक हिम विन इनफैक्ट आई वोंट बी सरप्राइज्ड बाय द वे इफ फ्रेंचाइजेस गेट अग्रेसिव सी आई थिंक देयर आर रूमर्स दैट रोहित एंड जसप्रीत हैव टोल्ड द मुंबई इंडियंस मैनेजमेंट दैट दे डोंट वांट टू बी रिटेन नेक्स्ट टाइम इफ हार्दिक इज द कैप्टन एंड आई वुड नॉट बी सरप्राइज्ड दैट If Shubman does well, Gujarat's going to keep him as a captain. So far, he's been doing well. Yesterday, I saw a good side of Shubman Gill as a captain. But if he doesn't do well, I think Gujarat's going to make a play for Jasprit Bumrah, because home ground, home team, ghar se 7 match khelo aur captain ban jao. So you never know. The Rohit Sharma and Bumrah and Virat Kohli emotionally RCB mein attached hai, but if he wants to win the IPL, he better go to another franchise.
Yeah, Sai Sudarshan should bat at number 3 for India.
No. I love Sai Sudarshan as a player, but ye aur main to uski sari innings dekhta hu kyunki wo Gujarat ke liye khelta hai. Unfortunately, he has not had the game to accelerate. Yesterday he struggled as well, and unfortunately, he was one of the primary reasons where Shubman Gill got out playing a stupid shot, and David Miller tried to hoik across the line, because he was not even able to rotate the strike. Yeah, he was 31 of 34, and usme se do ya teen to chauke the. So he played like about 15 dot balls yesterday. It was not a good innings.
Yeah, I was not impressed. Kya hai bhai Kushal ki kali zuban doing its work? Kya kiya maine bhai?
Ne tu ne jab bola Mumbai achha khel raha hai, Mumbai ne wicket lose kiya.
किसी ने लिखा है आरसीबी का अगला मैच एसआरएच से है लग गई
I am hoping that RCB does well against HRH and get Osor confident because Gujarat के next two match RCB against
हमने KKR नहीं discuss किया किसी ने बोला सबको कर लिया KKR को नहीं किया
fair कोरबोल और बोशरबोरे we have to discuss KKR भाई KKR में there is only one person to discuss the most aggressive coach who should be a player Gautam Gambhir
अले तूने बोला था वो दो लोग जो useless है वही उनके लिए खेल रहे हैं कमीने
मैं भाई भाई मैं I'm coming to that मैंने वही बोला था कि नरेन और लसल are on their leadership quota दोनों में से एक को निकालो but Sunil Narain मतलब I am happy मैंने tweet भी किया था I am so happy to be proven wrong but I have to attribute this to Gautam Gambhir to no one else उसने yes come in And whatever he has done with the team, he's tinkered it, he's gotten it right. He has, yes, Mitchell Starc, the decision they got that wrong. A lot of us expected that KKR ki wickets pe kaise bowling karega. But the fact is, you get some wrong, you get some not. KKR has looked stronger than even the year they went to the final. They've looked very strong. And he's going to do well. And that one game where they scored 277, oh my goodness. अगेंस्ट दिल्ली कैपिटल्स, वो गेम की वजह से वो लोग अभी एक दो मैच भी जीते तो क्वालिफाई कर जाएंगे बिकॉज उनका नेटरनेट इतना अच्छा है. एंड द अदर बिग थिंग इज गेटिंग द इमर्जेंस ऑफ अंकृश रघुवंशी एंड फिल सॉल्ट. Phil Salt has been outstanding. In fact, like we have been saying, the weakest link so far was Shreyas Iyer. Usne bhi last match mein thokna shuru kar diya. So if Shreyas does well, the only place where KKR is going to struggle is if they find someone who can hit out Narayan and play spinners well. So we'll have to see ke kya hota hai. Their next game is against Punjab Kings in Eden Gardens. Aur Punjab to abhi they have, matlab wo sar pe safa bandh ke ab thokne wale. They don't care. So they better watch out. It's going to be a very tricky game because Punjab players, but Punjab also struggled against spin. So we'll have to see that. Another person who's done decently well is Harshit Rana as a fast bowler. He's done decently well as well. So there is that.
Chalo. I think we took all the questions. We took almost everything up. International cricket, ज़्यादा नहीं discuss कर रहे हैं क्योंकि अभी IPL season है.
हाँ करेंगे ना.
हाँ, before
but I will tell you this.
Pujara's chase in the fourth innings in county cricket. Okay, देख लेंगे भैया.
देख लेंगे पक्का. I think Pujara. Okay, Dhoni picked him up or something. Pujara should have been in a team like in an IPL team. I know it sounds very controversial, but I don't know how he would have done worse than some of the Indian players playing. I really don't know how he would have done worse. Ab dekh lo koi team mein jahan openers I have not seen any Indian opener that has completely make me go like, oh my god, kya khel raha hai and stuff like that. And Glenn Maxwell se to acha hi khel leta Pujara. So jo form mein, at least I'm joking, of course. One thing I have to say, Kushal, the commentary this IPL has been absolutely horrendous. They have not picked the usual.
क्या हुआ है तेरा commentary का? मैं तो इतना देखता नहीं हूँ तो मैं इतना affected नहीं हूँ. तुझे ऐसे ऐसे जो जो तुझे सदमा लगा है?
अरे बाप रे बाप. मुरली कार्तिक पता नहीं क्या कहते. एक तो नाम मिक्सअप कर देता है. तुझे कहता शायद अगर तू बात करेगा तुझे कुशल परेरा बोल देगा और मुझे पता नहीं कौन सा कापड़िया बना देगा. सो he's like that. Second, you have Anjum Chopra. Amongst the Indian female cricketers, there are better commentators than I personally find Navjot Sidhu also irritating. मैंने 5-10 मिनट उसको हिंदी में देखा था. He was not very good. He was okay, but he's still better than some of the English commentators. Unfortunately, Gavaskar and a lot of others, people telling me to switch the insider feed. I can't. I watch IPL in US or main galat main willow pe dekhta hu, so I cannot watch, unfortunately, the insider stream. Gavaskar, Shastri, they've all, unfortunately, even Shastri has been good in non-Mumbai matches, but in the Mumbai Indians games, right, they've become essentially Mumbai Indians like a fan stream, which I'm fine with. I think each franchise should have its fan stream, and the Marathi feed during Mumbai games or the Gujarati feed during Gujarat Titans should be that fan. But on English, at least have some sort of a semblance of someone. You have Manjrekar, Gavaskar, Ravi Shastri, even Harsha Bogle, who's actually served in the Mumbai Indians. Yeah, koi thodi neutrality rakho within the Indian commentator.
Nahi rakhenge hum.
हाँ, मतलब क्या है, those are your four. That now you have and then you have Akash Chopra. जो Akash Chopra has also been very bad, right? This, so unfortunately they've not, who have been the good commentator. Even Simon Dool is missing. I don't know if Simon Dool was fired from the commentators commentary box or something. I haven't heard him in the games. But they should have done so. Simon Dool, Sean Pollock, Michael Vaughan, Isha Guha, Nasser Hussain, Michael Atherton, Mike Howard from Australia. There are so many commentators that you can get. Like even the international commentators, they have Ian Bishop, who's excellent, but Samuel Badri has been middling.
Ian Bishop is a next level aadmi hai.
But aap West Indies mein se bhi lao, toh why are you getting Samuel Badri? Like, he's not very good. Brian Lara has been decent because as an analyst.
Samuel Patrick. Yeah.
So, I mean, theek hai. So, Samuel, so uski accent is fun to listen to, I'm sure, but Samuel Badri and stuff.
Listen, anything that comes out of a West Indian's mouth is amazing. Their accent is the greatest accent on planet Earth.
I agree, but I'm saying for the level of quality of cricket that is played, they can afford to get the best commentators in the world. right? And the best commentator, Mark Nicholas. Mark Nicholas is not contracted with it. Mark Nicholas used to be in IPL till last year. World Cup maybe. Why can't you get him? He is brilliant, right? So there are so many commentators that you can get. Kumar Sangakkara. Sangakkara does ICC events. Sangha can do these also. And British commentators stop.
Sangha is coaching.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Sangha is coaching Rajasthan Royals. That is my bad. I forgot. A lot of these commentators. That is why Ricky Ponting is not in the box, because he's coaching Delhi Capitals, obviously. But my point is that there are multiple good batsmen, multiple good commentators that you can get. And even from New Zealand, like they have Danny Morrison. Danny Morrison is a decent commentator, but there are a couple of others also. Like I said, Simon, Ian Smith. Ian Smith ko kyun nahi la rahe ho yaar? He's so fun to listen to. Right? South Africa, they have contractual obligations. So Sean Pollock ka to maine bola hi, and there are a couple of Graham Smith is a decent commentator. So I don't know what they're thinking, but Australia se Matthew Hayden ko leke aaya. Matthew Hayden is okay. Are there better commentators in Australia than Hayden? But dekhte what happens. But I have to say, for the level of cricket that's played in the IPL, the commentary has been absolutely pedestrian.
Well, it is what it is. I just want to leave everyone with this great message of a spammer. And now the spammer goes into a timeout because they spammed.
They spammed.
Yes. But before we go and wrap today's session up, ye dekho meri book, mitro.
Bilkul.
Ye meri book hai. It is called Nastik, Why I'm Not an Atheist. It is available on Amazon.in. It will be available on Amazon.com and other platforms eventually. But if you are in India, you should do your thing. Go and pre-order my book on Amazon and do the right thing. Otherwise, your IPL team will lose the next match. So if you buy my book, your IPL team will not lose. But if you don't buy it, it will lose.
Yeah.
And as always, it was absolute pleasure talking to you, Adit. I know you have to go and work, so you go.
Yes.
And
yes.
Take care. So everybody, you can, in the description of the podcast, you will have Adit's Twitter handle. You can also follow Mindmakers. And also, if you like to support the Charvak podcast, there are multiple ways of doing it. You can become a member of the Charvak podcast on YouTube, Patreon, Fanmo. You can buy Charvak podcast merchandise on kushalmehra.com. Or go directly to Kadak Merch and place your orders over there. If nothing, you can send your donations to UPI, or just like this video, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment in the comment section. If you are an audio listener, leave a rating in your preferred audio platform. If you can't do anything, meri book kharido jaake. I'll see you guys next time. Until then, absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.